Hello, my friends. Have you wondered how to use Pinterest to grow your coaching business? Well, I've been wondering the same thing. I have some pretty boards on Pinterest, but I haven't been using it for business. And then I met Kyla, and I'm like, oh, girl, you got to come on my summit because this information I want to know. And we've had some personal conversations. I know that it's going to be a powerful tool for me, and Kyla and I are going to be chatting. She's going to be speaking in my private membership for entrepreneurs. And I said, Kyla, what can you come talk about that will help women entrepreneurs understand the value of Pinterest? So she is joining me today to talk on skyrocket your coaching business with Pinterest. And so let me introduce her. Kyla Sims is a Pinterest strategist for female entrepreneurs. She is a Pinterest marketing specialist, serial entrepreneur, and a single mom of three boys. Oh my. She was able to pull herself out of poverty thanks to Pinterest and has spent the last over 7 years teaching other women how to use it effectively so they can live their dream life. First off, your story is an inspiration to me. I was a single welfare mom, so I know what it's like to try to grow a business with little ones around. So, Kylo, thank you for joining me.
Sure. Thank you so much for inviting me and having me to speak. I'm really excited.
Well, one of the things that I was drawn to your work and our connection is I couldn't understand how Pinterest can serve us. So, why is Pinterest such a powerful tool for entrepreneurs?
I think Pinterest is a very valuable tool because it's of its longevity. And the fact that it's a search engine. So it's very different from social media, but it gets put in that social media bucket. But I really like to think of Pinterest more as like Google SEO that you would use on your blog post if you're trying to get traffic to your blog. It's definitely a long game with Pinterest. It's slow to grow, but your content lives there forever. So you could pin something 5 years ago and it's still circulating out there in Pinterest world. So I think that Pinterest, when I was starting out in the online business world, was where I did all my research. I started, well, that was back when people were doing blog income reports. So before I started my business, I was on Pinterest and I was seeing all these blog income reports and people were making $60,000, $100,000 a month. That was back when Pinterest was relatively new and people were just, I mean, they were getting so much traffic from Pinterest and growing their businesses. And I was just fascinated by it. And I was like, I love using Pinterest as a user and I would love to drive traffic with Pinterest. So I dove in and I learned everything I could. I took some courses, but I was a welfare mom too, and I didn't have money. So I would go on Pinterest and I'd see all these women giving advice of their Pinterest strategy and how they did this and that. And I just pieced together the puzzle pieces together. And I realized that I was actually kind of good at it. I was getting traffic. And then I was going into Facebook groups and I was letting people know, like, hey, I did this with Pinterest and I had a viral pin. And they were like, oh my gosh, you should get paid for this. And I was like, I can get paid to teach Pinterest. And they're like, yeah, you can do that. So that was like my introduction to info products. That's what they were called back then, right? You sell your knowledge. So yeah, I dove headfirst. I started my blog Dished Out Social for social media help for restaurants, which is why it's called Dished Out Social. But I didn't have time. I mean, I didn't have money at the time to change my website and get a new domain name. And I was just like, I'm just going to start writing about Pinterest on the site that I already had. I rebranded it, but I kept the name. And yeah, I've been doing it for over 7 years. And that's how everybody has found me. My clients, I'm like, where did you find me? And they're like, Pinterest. We
So
saw you
let's
on
talk about
Pinterest.
some of the strategies so they understand why Pinterest is a powerful tool to grow their business. So one of the things I know you talk about is that identifying your ideal client or your ideal audience.
Right.
Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah. So Pinterest is 70% women. So there's way more females on Pinterest. And about, I think it's, I don't know my stat, but I think it's somewhere about 80% or 83% make over 100K a year. And a lot of those, a lot of women make the buying decisions in the household, even if they're not the ones bringing in the income. So it's a household income of 100K. But, I think that Pinterest is a very positive place. You know, people, that's what Pinterest is trying to brand as now, is like the place for positivity, for inspiration, for ideas. And I think for coaches, that's, what you want to hit on is, being an inspiration and helping people. And, I think that finding your target audience on Pinterest is as easy as going in and typing something in the search bar of
That's all I wanted to
Pinterest.
ask, because there must be a strategy that you do to help an
Yes.
individual client find their ideal audience on Pinterest. If not, that it's just like any other platform. They're doing stuff, but there's no strategy in place. So
Right.
is part
You
of
can't
what you
just.
do is help that individual coach find that ideal audience for them.
So, yeah, I would say it would be SEO strategy. SEO strategies on Pinterest are the foundation of any Pinterest strategy. You want to know what types of things people are searching for, how many people are searching for that thing. And yeah, I mean, I helped a real estate agent, and she was like, I don't know if anybody is on Pinterest doing, what I'm doing. And I'm like, just type, real estate agent in the search bar and see what comes up. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't know there was so many things on Pinterest talking about real estate or real estate agents. So yeah, that was the first thing, like whether you're a fitness coach or a health coach. One of my clients is a, she teaches health coaches how to, grow their coaching business. So she's actually B2B, business to business. She's trying to reach other health coaches. But for health coaches that would be trying to reach people on Pinterest, you don't want to just use the keyword health coach. Maybe you want to use the keywords like how to lose weight or healthy eating tips, for busy women. Or, I mean, there's so many things. And when you search and you see the results, you're like, okay, I need to be there. Like, I want my content to show up on Pinterest because, people are obviously searching for
Looking.
that stuff.
If I understand it correctly, once you do that and you say, wow, there are a lot of people interested in that search phrase, that says, okay, you should have some content that is under that search phrase. If there wasn't a lot, then you wouldn't waste your energy if not a lot of people are searching for it.
Yeah.
So that's helpful. So, like for example, if someone is mindset coaching, they would enter that in. They would enter law of attraction in anything that fits in the circle around their core message. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I would say like the topic that you teach on or the topic that you help with is what you want to search for. And then Pinterest makes it really easy because they come up with these tiles underneath. Like, I don't know if you've searched in Google where you see those little tabs at the top that have additional keywords. So Pinterest has that too, and you can kind of go down that rabbit hole and say, oh my gosh, and it helps with content creation too. Searching Pinterest, but what you want to do with these keywords is you want to use that to create your profile because you want to have an optimized profile. So
That's what I wanted to talk about because.
you use your keywords, I would say your main keyword in your title. So don't waste that space by just saying your name or your business name. You actually want to follow it with your main keyword or maybe two keywords. Like mine says Pinterest marketing and management, I think. And then your
Mindset coach
bio.
would put mindset coach. Even if they have other titles, it's more important that your main keyword is in the title of your profile page.
Yes, because that will help people find you. So people can actually search profiles as well. So if people want to say, I'm looking for a health coach, and they go in the search bar and they type in manifestation coach or something like that, then you want your profile to show up. Yeah.
about in the description? Will it still pull up the profile if as long as it's in the description also, or just the title?
Yeah, in your bio, you can include your secondary keywords too. So let's say that my first one is Pinterest marketing. So then in my bio, I'm going to go to the search bar and see what else people are searching for on the end of Pinterest marketing. So Pinterest marketing tips, Pinterest marketing strategies, Pinterest marketing for bloggers, Pinterest growth, Pinterest for traffic. I mean, there's
And
all
you'll
those
see that
little.
when you do the search, the initial SEO search, you pay attention to what follows the words of the phrase you entered in.
Right. And that tells you what's popular because Pinterest is only going to show you, okay, this is what people also are searching for when under that topic. So yeah, you want to weave those keywords into your bio. You also want to say, you know, who you are and what you do and how you benefit people or your customers. And then you have your boards. So your boards, you view those as like little containers for your content. And you know, you can create, I'd say for a profile, you want to have like maybe 15 boards to start out. And you also want to take your keywords and use that for your board name. So my board name would be something like we just said, like Pinterest marketing strategies, Pinterest marketing tips, Pinterest for bloggers, Pinterest growth, Pinterest keywords, pin design. You know, I could have all of those as my boards and I could, you know, save my content to those boards with, I populate my boards with those keywords and I populate my pins with those keywords and optimize my pins with the titles and descriptions. And so everything kind of, it sends signals to Pinterest. So Pinterest is like, they look at your profile and see the keywords there. They look at the board that you saved it to and pull out the keywords from there and then your pin. And then all of that together is going to suggest to the algorithm who they should show it to. So when you have all of
Very
those working together, you're going to, you know, hopefully get into the search. You want to rank high up in the search, like just like Google, right? We want to be high up in the search. So yeah, and it can take about 60 days, 30 to 60 days for a pin to get indexed. So for Pinterest to really start showing it around and kind of, you know, but I would say for a brand new account, prepare to be pinning on a daily basis for 8 months, 6 to 8 months before you really start to see any traction. So I see that's like the biggest mistake I see is people giving up too soon because
Yeah,
it
I love
just,
that
it's,
you explained the difference between social media. Right there, that conversation said this is not social media. So
no.
one of the other things too is, in the reason we first connected was I have multiple media brands. And yes, it's Linda Joy's brands, but I have a magazine, the radio show, and I'm like, what the heck do I do with my boards? Is it
Right.
Aspire Mag and then articles go under there? But what I'm hearing is what are the keywords of the articles you're going to be sharing for Aspire? And that's what I would search for because we put out our contributors' content. So that was one. So this has given me a little more clarity too, because I've always known it's a search engine. I just didn't know where to start. And I'm
Yeah.
sure many others out there are like, oh my God, I can use it as a traffic driver. The other
Right.
question is, I see the beautiful pin boards and they're all branded. And I think that's important because I'm a visual person and I know my audience is too. What do you say to that? Is it important to have that branding and consistency?
There's a lot of people that have different feelings on this, and I would say that from a personal use standpoint, I think that having a branded pin or a branded look to your pins is very important on Pinterest because I would see pins that, and I'd be like, oh, I know exactly who it's from just based on the branding. I'm like, you know, if you follow someone, you get to know their what their brand looks like, their colors, stuff like that. But a lot of people take the view of, You can do unbranded. You can try things on Pinterest. Maybe you have colors that don't really stand out on Pinterest. So instead of bringing your website colors, maybe you're doing something a little different on Pinterest, which I feel like branding is the better way to go. But I'm not going to say, okay, because I have seen some people do well in some niches with not branding their pins.
Okay.
So it's, I guess it would kind of depend on the individual, but I'm going to lean more towards yes, you should
I
definitely
lean
brand.
that way. So I
Yeah.
want to make sure I'm clear. So there's Pinterest board covers in our account. I think those should all be branded and look. And then it's the pins behind it
Right.
could or should be also branded and not. So it's almost like two levels, right? The front and then the back.
Well, see, one thing with Pinterest now is when you go to someone's profile, it used to be that you saw all their boards with the covers, and now you don't. You see
Oh.
just all of their pins. So you have to go into a tab called Created. So that's why I say now, if you don't want to bother with board covers, you don't have to. And a lot of times people don't even visit your profile. You know, if they're seeing you in the search, they're going to click through the pin and they're going to get taken to your website. Most more
Okay, that's
often than
great to
not,
know.
they're not. And then maybe they'll say, oh, I want to go back once they do your website. They'll maybe go to your profile and see if they can find, you know, other articles or info. But yeah, I don't think that you need to waste your time on board covers unless you want to, unless you know, that's up to you. But not too many people see them now.
That's great to know. That's how long it's been since I've been on Pinterest.
Been a couple of
To
years.
know, because I just see the people take screenshots like, come join me on Pinterest, and I see all the matching board covers, and I'm like, oh my. So
Looks pretty.
thank you for clarifying that, because I'm sure a lot of people are asking. So what are some of the other parts of a compelling Pinterest profile? So do you recommend, especially for coaches, that it's their name, their personal name, not their business name, or put the business name in the description, not the title?
It depends on how people are going to be searching for you. I mean, obviously, if your brand is your name, then use that. I have Dish It Out Social on mine just because I feel like people would be more apt to put that in the search, especially with it being branded on my pins. So all of my pins have Dish It Out Social on them. So I think that, but I've seen people where they use their own first and last name or just their first name, and then, you know, you could have your name and your business name and your main. I think that you get, they just changed it, but you get, I want to say at least 300 characters for your title, if I'm not mistaken. They changed it, so I'm not sure, but I know they made it longer. And then your description, you have like 500 words, I think, for
Okay.
your, or your bio, I mean.
Bio about five. So if someone is considering, if they're a life coach listening right now or another entrepreneur, and they're considering starting on Pinterest or reinvigorating and using Pinterest as the SEO that it is, what are some key elements that they need to know? They need to know some certain keywords about their own business, correct? I mean, and
Correct.
a lot of people, because if they haven't done SEO on their website, they may not know that. So how many SEO search words should they have around their business before they start those step of researching?
Well, I think that you could do, you know, Google re keyword research. You can do, you can go to the Pinterest trends, which tells you what's trending. But as far as how many keywords you have, I would say as many as you can find. But what, how I usually break it down is like a main keyword, and then you have like the secondary keywords, which we talked about. So Pinterest marketing is the main keyword, and then we have those words that added on to the end. So as many of those as you can find, and I just open up a spreadsheet. And I kind of list all those out, and I call that my keyword master list. So I think that that's very important for everybody to do before, if you have not started a Pinterest account, is definitely go and get that keyword master list, because that's going to you're going to need to reference that for everything that you do on Pinterest. Even whenever you're uploading a pin, you go back and say, what were those keywords when you're filling out your title and your description to optimize those pins. So having a keyword master list is probably one of the best things you can do to start your Pinterest strategy off on the right, foundation. But yeah, I mean, like I said, 10 to 15 boards. So if you can get 10 to 15 main keywords and then
Okay.
use those secondary keywords to fill in your board descriptions and your pins.
And then wouldn't the keywords also serve as this is the content topics you're going to write on? Because you can't put keywords in unless it matches the content that you're promising, if I'm
Right,
correct. So it kind of also gives you a content strategy plan after you get those,
keywords.
yeah, the
Yeah, and
keywords.
you know what else helps with the content strategy that I tell people all the time? I'm like, when you're searching those keywords, don't forget to look and see what's coming up, what type of content's coming up under those keywords. Can you improve upon that content? Can you expand upon that content? Because you know it's popular. If it's sitting at the top of the search, so you're like, okay, well, how can I improve that? Or how can I put my spin on that? Or, stuff like that.
So, example, if someone looked up mindset and then some of the top ones were five top beliefs, it's like, how can, and that was in the top of the search things, that gives you something to write about that could get you at the top. So you would write about a similar topic, but make it your own and your own twist. So it's kind of like you're watching what people are, what's hot in the moment, really. But it has to stay authentic to your own message and brand. You don't want to just write about something that doesn't organically lead them back to your website, because then they'll get there going, why is she writing about that? But okay, so that's
Obviously,
important too,
yeah, it
right?
all has to. I mean, and when you're searching up keywords, I mean, like we said, based on your topic, but also, things that content that you already have, search that up and see, what's going on Pinterest under that keyword or that keyword that you feel is, pertains to your blog post or your YouTube video or whatever content you're trying to get traffic to.
So let's say, and I don't think this would happen, but just in case, if someone searches for their main keyword and there's not a lot, does that mean you discourage them for even using that as their main keyword? I can't believe that would happen in the coaching industry, because, but what if
Well, actually,
it could happen, because I'm curious going, what if they
yes.
enter it? What should they do then if there's not a lot of traffic, but that's their core topic?
Yeah, I have this with somebody in my membership. She is, and well, she's actually has a client who's an infertility coach, which you hear about fertility coaches all the time. And I'm like, an infertility coach? So I went on Pinterest and I'm like, oh, when I searched up infertility, I wasn't getting any tiles coming up. So when you don't see those related keywords coming up, it shows that there's not a lot of searching for that keyword. But with her instance, I was like, you shouldn't use infertility as your main keyword because it's not searched for enough.
Right.
People aren't, people who are infertile aren't going on Pinterest and typing in infertility. They're
Yeah.
typing in how to get pregnant or trying to conceive. Things like that. So sometimes you have to think out of the box. That's still infertility, but she was using that in her title, infertility coach and like, and in her boards. And I was like, I think that she just needs to, but it's tough because that is her title.
Yeah, that's why I asked that question, because I work with so many coaches. And the other thing too is, just like anything else we do and create in a business, we have to remember who it's for and speak their language. It doesn't matter that in this beautiful example, infertility coach, that's what she calls it. But if that's not what they're looking for, it's going to be harder for people, her ideal clients, to find her. So then when she starts using the language they're looking for, the results would be different than if she ignores the SEO search.
So, but
These are
sometimes
some.
it's just really niche, it's really a narrow topic. And sometimes you can see an opportunity where, okay, well, I could get into the top of the search because there's not a lot of competition. in this keyword. So you kind of have to like, is it because of this or is it because of that? And with that, I was like, okay, I don't think anybody's searching. And then you can go into the trends dashboard too, which is really helpful. And you can actually put four keywords against each other, and it will show you the level of search based on a 0 to 100 score. So it's not giving you how many searches a month, but it's going to tell you which search term out of these four are more popular. What are, you know, so you can kind of create, like we did infertility coach, we did fertility coach, or we did, you know, we pitted those keywords and it was like infertility was down here and trying to conceive was the winning keyword. So,
Those are great insights. And that led me to a question. As I said, I've had a Pinterest account for a long time, but I have not been on it in a long time. I don't even know if I set it up way back. I'm going way back as a business account or personal account. So let's talk about that because trends and all that must be a business account, right?
It is, yes. And you get your analytics when you have a business account and your advertising, your access to advertising.
So can you transfer personal over to business?
You can switch your personal over to business. And the only time I recommend that is if the followers you have on your personal account will transfer over to your business. If they're actually going to be interested in what you're talking about when you're talking about your business, or do you just have a random, you know, friends and family, or, you know, you have to think about who your followers are. If you started a personal business like under your business topic and you've
It was
been,
all like inspiration, aspire, everything's
Oh
inspiration.
yeah, then you can just, I would just switch it over. Yeah, you can switch it over to a business account. You go into the settings and you can switch. It's
Okay.
easy.
That's great to know because I think a lot of us, way back when it first came,
They
like,
started it.
recipes and all this. And I think I have recipe board on there. So that was great guidance. And you have even more guidance because you have a sacred offering that I was excited to receive myself. And it is your Pinterest planner kit. And I was like, what? She originally had this other gift and said, Lynn, these coaches, this is what they need. It is a Pinterest planner kit. So tell them what they can expect. And ladies, you see the link right below this video. You can be downloading it right now as Kyla shares all the juicy details. So what will they walk away with?
So I have, well, the first great thing that's in there is six pin templates, and they are lead magnet templates. So you can put your freebies in there, like little mock-ups of your freebies, and try to get some list building going because Pinterest is amazing. We didn't talk about that, but it's amazing at building your list, your email list. So you'll get those six pin templates that you can customize with your branding inside Canva. We have an intentional pinning workbook, which will go over like from beginner to advanced strategies, and it will actually help you nail your target audience and all that stuff. It's interactive, so you can type in it. It's in Google. And then we have the SEO crash course. So it's a short text-based course. It's three modules, but it goes over how to do your keyword research, like we talked about, how to set up boards, how to optimize your pins. So that's a great value. And then I think there's an account startup checklist. So you'll get the checklist of everything that you need to, you know, build your profile out and get it optimized.
So
So that's
even
it.
someone like me that already has a profile, this is going to be
It's
perfect in that I
you
can
could
go
use it
through my.
as like an audit. Yeah, you could go in and audit your account and make sure that all that stuff's good to go.
And I love this, and I'm so glad that you touched on that as we're coming to a close about it being great for list building because there is so much. I think it's another great platform to share all the elements of our lead magnets. Some of us have one lead magnet, some of us have many. So I'm so glad that you touched on that because I'm all about enhancing my clients' visibility. We need that in order to serve. So that's another bonus, ladies, of being on Pinterest. And so I want to invite you download the Pinterest planner kit right below this video. It's going to elevate what you may have already had on there. Now you're going to have some strategies to implement so you can make it work for you. And Kyler, I just want to say thank you, my friend.
Very
I was
well.
taking notes. I'm going, oh boy, yeah, I haven't done any of that because it's been so long. So thank you for
You're
this. I know
welcome.
you have inspired many to go look at their Pinterest pages again.
Yes, I hope that they walk away with some strategies and some maybe food for thought, you know, if they're thinking about getting started on Pinterest. It's not as complicated as, you know, everyone thinks. It's like, it's too confusing. I can't get started, or I don't have enough time. I mean, you can automate your pinning. It's you know, once you have a strategy, you can do it in an hour a week. So I'm sure most of us spend way more time on social media than, you know, doing our
Yes.
Instagram and our Facebook than an hour a week. But and that it just the time you put in now is going to come back tenfold over the years. I mean, I have pins from 5 years ago still sending traffic, so.
Yeah, so I like what you said at the beginning, and we'll close out with that this is a long-term strategy.
Yeah.
Tap into it. It's a search engine, friends. They're looking for you, so make sure you're on Pinterest so they can find you.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Kyla.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.